I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond story. And it took a while, but we tracked down Francis Fuller, who some of you know as the pioneer who launched Young Living in all of Asia. And she makes her home now in Bali after many, many, many years in Singapore. And her story is unlike anybody else's in Young Living because she's one of those exceptional pioneers. We've only got a few minutes tonight, so we're going to dive right into it. Say hello to everybody, Frances.
Hello. So happy to be here, Richard.
Thank you. So, Frances, tell us your story in your words. Where were you and what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living? And how did you hear about Young Living?
Well, I was a math teacher for 25 years. I was very sick. I was medicated for a long, long time, multiple challenges. And I was looking for to make changes. I was 53 years old when I began making the changes in my life. In 1996. That included my moving away from everything I had ever known. It included my going to massage school at age 53.
Wow.
And then in 1998, I was first introduced to Young Living essential oils. I was introduced to essential oils in massage school and read about them and got really excited, and none of them worked. So I thought I didn't know enough. So I got a certification. I bought everything, a different brand again, used it, did not work. I did this three times. And finally, I said, I'm finished. Totally with essential oils. They do not work. I didn't even like the smell. I wonder why. So at any rate, I then one of my close friends introduced me. She, my enroller and sponsor, introduced me by tricking me to go to a class in 1999. And I really went under great duress. However, somebody who was in the class, not even the teacher, said something that made me choose to attempt to try thieves. I was only interested in that because I was still looking for a way for me. It was totally me to feel better. I was not interested in any kind of business opportunity. And when I began to feel better and everything, my medications began to fall away, I still was not planning to talk about it at all. But I did begin using the oils on my massage clients. And they all had wonderful, amazing responses. And suddenly I realized this was the paradigm shift. I realized that by keeping the information to myself, I was depriving others of better wellness. Now, this is already almost 2002, because I was using them myself, but not talking about them. So because of this, I began looking for every way I could get more information about these oils. And I got very excited because I truly, truly was looking to support others in experiencing better wellness. Again, still not anything about a business opportunity. In fact, even as a math major, I point that out because I was a math major, but looking at the compensation plan, and I have been through more than one, I could not see how anyone could ever make enough money to support themselves. So it was not about the business. It was never about the business. It was about supporting others in achieving a better level of wellness for themselves. So, as I said, I began teaching others because I began listening to tapes. That's what we had, cassette tapes. That's how long ago it was. Right. And so I began listening to the tapes, and they had very few trainings. I managed to get to first level trainings, actually three different ones that I went to with Marcella, with and I was excited. I was truly, truly excited about learning more. And I went to my first Young Living convention in 2002, which changed my life totally because I was inspired by Gary. That was the convention. It was called Creating Something to Believe In. And guess which blend was introduced at that particular convention?
Believe.
My blend. And I have used Believed ever since. I mean, I pour it. I'm known for my belief showers. I shower anyone who comes close to me with Believe because that was what changed my life. I was so inspired that I decided to go to, I heard that Gary was doing an emotional release training, which they called level two at that time, in September. And I really didn't have the money to go across the country again. However, I did. I found a way to get there, and it all worked together. It was a very interesting story. It's in my book that has just been published, A Fuller Life. And it just, everything came together at that particular training. And I was super, super excited. I went back and held more classes in Florida, where I was living. Then in October, I went to Hawaii, to Kona, for a training that had nothing to do with Young Living. However, I met two people from Singapore, and we kept in touch by email. So they said, you know, you really ought to come to Singapore. We'll show you around. And I thought, what better way to see Singapore than with Singaporeans? So Francis dropped everything, went to Singapore for supposedly 12 days. And while I was there, SARS broke out.
Wow.
Similar to COVID.
Right.
And everyone who could leave Asia left. Everything was closed down in Singapore. It was like it was like 2020, only this was 2003. And one of the people I had met said, well, you don't seem to be worried. Why not? And I said, well, because I have my essential oils. So she said, could you teach me something about them? And it's rather silly. I didn't realize it until about 15 years later. I said, sure, get some friends together. We'll have a class. So we did what was, you know, we went through the oils, and she got 12 people to come into my little service department there. And they were all excited. And 8 came for raindrop training the next day. And then another group came for meditation the following day. And then it was just one after another, over and over. And because it was such a massive interest, I thought, I need to be here in Singapore. And I went home and sold my apartment, my dream place on the beach in South Florida, in Palm Beach. I sold it, sold my car, moved to Singapore. And the rest is all history. The interesting thing is that Young Living had no one who knew how to get things to Singapore. And it was quite an uphill battle. Hence, I don't have the quick enrollment. It took me 8 years, all the way till 2008, to become silver.
Eight years in Singapore?
I was in Singapore for 5 of those years. It took 5 years before I could claw my way to silver. I still was not looking at this as a business. I was looking at this to create awareness and to support others in getting the products and things that they required. So it's never been about the business for me, and that it still isn't. I'm still incredulous because it took a long time to lay that foundation, and that is why I am so, that's what I preach over and over again to anyone who asks me, what is the secret for a new person? It is to have the perfect structure, to focus on the structure. The compensation plan has a lot of different facets. They all need to understand, in my opinion, that it takes 2 groups to go to reach silver, 3 groups to get to gold, 4 to platinum, 5 to diamond, and 6 for both crown diamond and royal. So it doesn't take 15 legs. It doesn't take teams, any more teams. It takes 6 strong teams. So whether you're looking to build a business or not, it's not the point. It is to create a structure in case the situation changes and you would choose to really become a leader. My definition of a leader is if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and to become more, you are a leader. So it has nothing to do with anything but inspiring others to be more, to become more than they were before. And as much as I totally, totally love my state of wellness, I'm 77 years old. I take 0 medications. I feel great. I've had some really wild injuries, a fractured spine in 2 places, falling off a 2.5-meter wall and crushing my right leg, falling on the granite floor, picking up my over 50-pound bag off the luggage carousel and fracturing my hip. All 3 of those injuries, I was told I would never walk again. And it required surgery and drastic things. And I had none of that. So I am living proof that living healthy can make a huge difference and can totally change your life. And that is what caused my vision. Now, while I was traveling all over Asia, that was never part of my original vision because I couldn't think that big. My goal when I moved to Singapore was to get the attention of Young Living to come to Singapore. Singapore is an island. It's closed in. It never crossed my mind that everyone in Singapore has friends and family in other countries. Right. So it began to spread out. And I began, Hong Kong was second, then Malaysia, then Indonesia, then Taiwan, and it just goes on and on. And so in 2012, I went to Philippines with Gary. It took a lot more years before the Philippines was open, but that was that seed that needed to be there at that time. So it just grew beyond anything that I could imagine. My reason for becoming diamond, and this you may choose to cut out of this interview, my reason for becoming diamond was to get the attention of Young Living, because Asia did not have a diamond. And so I looked around and I realized, well, it looks like I'm the only one who can get there quickly. So that was my goal in coming in reaching diamond, to get the attention of Young Living. Then Crown Diamond and Royal Crown came right on the heels of it all. So it was the first time that Asia, I was the first international Royal Crown Diamond. So they took notice, when I would say something, yes, after that, which gave us gave us a big boost. We still had obstacles to overcome, and every new market has obstacles to overcome. But as I began to rise up in rank, I didn't have time to even think about all the money that was coming in, because I was too busy. I truly, truly was. And it's hard to imagine that you can suddenly realize, oh my gosh, look at this money. Well, in the meantime, way back in 2005, I had fallen in love with Bali, and I actually, at age 62, purchased land in Bali, a country where I didn't speak the language, a country on the opposite side from everything, everybody that I knew in the U.S., from everything that I had ever experienced before. But I just knew deep down inside that I needed to buy that land, and I did. And I began, the man who was the driver, who had helped me a lot in Bali, Tejo, I refer to him as my Balinese son, my Bali son. And Tejo helped me find a place to stay while my home was being built, helped me with the building of the home. And I went to his house one day, and his little boy had been sick all night. And so I taught him how to just put one oil. I did not put it on him at all, but I gave him an oil that I happened to carry with me. I never leave home without lavender, peppermint, and purification. And I just put one drop in Tej's hand, and he rubbed his hands together. That's how I learned to count to 10 in Indonesian, because we counted to 10 before he held the bottoms of his son's feet. And his son immediately began feeling better. And in 15 minutes, he was running around playing with his sister. So the next day when I went over, there was a whole line of people waiting to experience these oils. And I only had purification, lavender, and peppermint with me. But they all were so amazed, and they all had amazing experiences immediately. So we began doing we had all sorts of things, and we began doing meditation. It was silent meditation, because I don't speak Indonesian or Balinese, and many of these people don't even speak Indonesian. They speak only Balinese and do not write. So it was everybody was just doing so, having such an amazing experience that I just, that began to grow. And then my mind began to think, Francis, maybe you're in Asia to spread Young Living around the information, but also maybe Bali. Bali began to feel more and more like home to me. And the economy in Bali is definitely, these are not wealthy people. These were people who really and truly appreciate every dollar. Every dollar can make a huge difference in the family. So I didn't really have the money initially to share oils, but I did. Somehow I managed to share, and it grew. And then my vision is my commission checks grew and became enormous, which they are. I was able to think bigger, and I realized that a center. I bought the land for the center without even knowing what I was, why I was even looking at land. And backing up a little bit, I contacted the person who had helped me so much when I was on all those medications way back in 1996 when I was 53 years old. And I thought to myself, I would love to let him know. We had had no contact for 14 years. I would love to let him know just what I'm doing now. And I found him on Facebook. Yes, I'm a Facebook lover. I mean, I had all these groups. I had two different groups of over 50,000 people in them, in each one, which occupied a tremendous amount of time. But I contacted him, and he came over to look at the land. And that man is my husband. We were married in 2015 in a Balinese ceremony, and together we have opened Fuller Life Bali, which is a kind of modeled and on Gary's Ecuadorian clinic. We're open 7 days a week, and it's free for all the local people. We use the oils. We do everything is by donation, and we ask, you know, that foreigners, anyone non-local or anyone who can, to donate to come to the center. And because my group has grown so huge, really huge, we're completing before the end of the year, we will be completing the villas so that people who come to experience a transformative thing in life, their life transformation, can stay in that energy of the villas, of the essential oils, while having sessions. And so many did not enjoy going back out into a hotel environment after being in a very calming, balancing, harmonizing environment all day long. So we're excited that the villas, and another thing that the villas did, because during COVID, of course, with no travel, Bali's borders were closed even to the rest of Indonesia. So only the local craftsmen have been able to create this. And they have had jobs while so much of Bali, about 90% of Bali's economy has been based on tourism. And it's one of the hottest tourist spots in the world. And the hotels even closed, the hotels, the restaurants, the shops, everything. And no one had jobs except the people who were working to build our villas. Normally, it would take 2 years to build the villas that we have, and they would be done very differently because it would be fewer workers. All of the master craftsmen have been contributing to this amazing project, which it's beyond anything I would ever have ever thought of having. Our staff members for Fuller Life Bali, for the Wellness Center, have had jobs the entire time. The local people have continued to come. And because of my Young Living commission checks, we have no problem with guaranteeing that everyone still has jobs. So the furniture maker, the sandstone carvers, the artists, all of the workers, everyone has had jobs this entire time, and they are guaranteed of more of jobs for over a longer period of time. So this is beyond anything I could ever have planned out. It had to evolve. I'm not smart enough to have made a business plan to do what's happening now. And it probably doesn't make any sense to give it all away. But I have everything I need. I have everything and it keeps coming in. And I'm very, very grateful. I now have a place so that my leaders, once travel is instated, can come and bring, they can bring their leaders and they can bring and have small retreats with or without Francis. And at 77 and a half, it is more difficult with my history of injuries to do the travel. So I'm excited that there is a place for them to come and bring their leaders and have our team things together. There's no way I can get 400,000 people in there at one time, but we can come in smaller groups. So I've talked on and on. I will let you ask me another question.
I'll ask you a brief question because I know you have to go to another webinar. So one of the questions I had, Francis, is how big is your team? And I think you, 400,000 people?
It's almost.
Yeah. Wow. And so I just want the audience to understand the pioneering, courageous story. So 5 years to silver in Singapore. And could you just remind people, Francis, when did Singapore open officially with Young Living, and map that on to when you became a silver? Like, was that 5 years? Singapore was
October,
not open?
October the 19th, 2011 was the grand opening of Young Living Singapore.
And what rank were you when it opened?
That in October, I actually made diamond. However, on October the 19th, I was still platinum.
So you did all of that in a market that wasn't even open and 10,000 miles away from Utah.
That's correct.
You could talk for hours just about the logistics, the shipping, the inventory.
Shipping was, yeah. I mean, truly, it was, first of all, the exchange rate was 1.84 to 1. So,
and people are paying twice as much for the product, and the shipping probably costs more than the product.
And the shipping was 89 for 4 bottles of Ningxia Red. The shipping was $89 US.
So, folks, those of you listening that are out there that are stars, senior stars, executives, and you're looking at, like, how do I build my business? How do I become a silver, a gold, a platinum? And your shipment is 3 days late, or, there's some logistical snafu. What I want you to do is just study Francis's story, because she's a role model for everyone's success. Because if she can do what she did, if she can pay the price that she did, if she can face the adversities, the setbacks, the disappointments. I mean, Francis, the number of people that must have quit because things weren't easy, because it didn't go right, because it took so long for Young Living to open the market. And almost all of you that are listening, you're in markets that are wide open. You have warehouses, you have shipping, you have, probably 5 times more products than Francis did. And there's no reason why you can't do what you've done. But Francis's secret, she doesn't think she has vision, but I smelled vision in there. I smelled resolve. I smelled courage. I smelled leadership, willing to sacrifice, willing to serve others, coming from the heart with Young Living products. There's somebody to model. Francis, you mentioned earlier that you just released a book on your life called The Fuller Way. Where can people get it?
A Fuller Life. It's A Fuller Life. And it is on sale on my Facebook pages. It's also on my website, which is fullerlife.com. And this was something I have been asked to do that I just really attempted to avoid doing. Having COVID keep me in one place has been the only reason that I would have sat down and actually done this. I would like to also clarify something about, because I am not a salesperson. I've never been a salesperson. I've been a teacher, but I have always been a consumer. So what I said in 2005, in 2007 is when I had my first person in Singapore on Ningxia Red, Essential Rewards. That was the very first time. What I taught at that point was that don't look at this is the cost of the juice, this is the cost of the shipping, this is the tax. If you look at it that way, it's going to make you angry. Look at the whole cost and think of it as this is what it costs to put this product into my body. Am I willing to pay? That
Brilliant.
One question is if it's no, then that's it. If it's yes, then we figure out how you're going to pay for it. But the key is that gets that commitment out there, because truly, I mean, still today, if I separate it, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that.
What an incredible story, huh? This lady pioneered all of Asia. She opened all of Asia after a 6-year pioneering effort over there all by herself, 5 years to silver, and then critical mass opens up, and now she has 400,000 people on her team. And you know, what we've said many times in Road to Diamond is if your motivation, if your vision is all about you, it's all about your home, your car, your travel, even your kids and your family, you can easily make more money than you need, and you lose your motivation. You lose your reason to serve people, to do something more than just about you. But when you create a cause that's bigger than you, when you take on the world or a piece of the world or a segment of society that's less fortunate than you and I, you can never make enough money. Because even if you made $1 million a month, it's not going to put that big of a dent in the world's problems. So Frances has figured out, she's taken on the people of Bali as her cause, and that absorbs massive amounts of income, which allows Frances to stay motivated, stay engaged, and keep serving people. Any final words, Frances?
Never, ever, ever give up. It's truly, truly, it's all about inspiring others. And first, we have to inspire ourselves in order to inspire others. So whatever it takes.
Beautiful. Whatever it takes. I love that. Thank you, Frances Fuller. Got it. So what's the website?
FullerLife.com. All one word. FullerLife.com.
Got it. So go there, folks, to get Frances's book, because her story has just got to be riveting. And Frances, you make Gary proud. I know he is at peace and inspired by your just forever leadership and your vision and your willingness to serve other people. Thank you for contributing to the Road to Diamond series. Those of you that are listening, watch it again and share it with your team, because it's inspiration like this that will lift people up to go do something like Frances has done. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Frances.
Thank you, Richard. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's R-U-N-T-H-R-U RANK.com. We'll see you there.